Good afternoon. Traffic is moving again on the Yellowhead Highway near Radisson following the fiery collision between two semi-trailer units last night. And the drivers were lucky to come out of it alive. Matt Young is following this story today. He joins us on the phone from the scene of the collision. Matt, what's the latest on this?
Well, it's actually still quite an extraordinary sight. I'm standing at the scene of the accident, which is just off the shoulder of the road, off the westbound lane on Highway 16, just west of Radisson. Now, part of the wreckage is actually still smoldering, believe it or not. We even saw a few small flames burning, but most of the emergency crews have left so far as the main fire has been put out. Now, police are starting to piece together what happened, and we know that at about 9 o'clock last night, they received a call of the accident. A semi-truck parked at the side of the road was clipped by another semi-truck driving by. This was all happening in the westbound lane. Now, the driver of the truck, he spoke to CTV News, and he says the truck that that hit him flipped over and caught fire. And we also have received word that there may have been some heroic actions. Two people pulled the driver out of that truck and possibly saved his life as the flames burst into the night sky. So quite an extraordinary scene last night.
Yeah, and we can see by the pictures, Matt, that this was a fiery collision. Do we know if there were explosions or what the trucks were carrying?
Well, we can tell you that RCMP say that the semi-truck that was parked to the side of the road that was hit, it was carrying some combustible material in the form of bales of cardboard and recycled paper. So obviously that a major contributing factor to why the fire was so large. We've also received word that the other truck that was involved in the accident was carrying some scrap metal. Now, we do have an update on the condition of the drivers involved. We know one of the drivers was taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries, so it looks like he's going to recover. The other is actually back at home in Saskatoon right now, and we understand he is in good condition, but of course a very scary scene last night, and we'll continue to bring you the latest developments as they unfold there, Rob.
And we look forward to your update at 6 o'clock tonight. Thanks, Matt. Matt Young on the phone near Radisson this afternoon.